You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
Coming up on the SBS On The Money podcast, soft US jobs data hits our share market and lifts the gold price, supermarkets in court, what they have to say, and Chinese copper demand, what's it like, all of that and more next. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the SBS On The Money podcast for this Monday, the 8th of September 2025. It's a day where the Australian share market fell by 0.25%. The S&P ASX 200 down by 8,849. So that's down 21 points or 0.24%. 8 of 11 sectors were lower, the worst performing energy, the best information technology. And if we look at the best and worst stocks, Life360, one of the better players today, up by around about 5.5%. Boss Energy and Pilbara Minerals also doing well today. The worst performers included Super Retail Group, down by 4.5%, and Smart Group, off by about 4.7%. So for more on the day's market action, I spoke with Raymond Chan, head of Asian Retail Desk at Morgan's. Raymond, so US job numbers were out at the weekend. How's that flowing through to the local market? Because gold surging, for example, and ultimately, what does it mean for US interest rates?
US job data show a shift. There are now more unemployed Americans than job opening for the first time since mid-2020. So after COVID, workers had upper hand with twice as many jobs as job seekers. Now things become more normal. So as a result, the Fed is expected to cut rate by 25 basis points this month. And the bond market is actually pricing in almost 100% chances. That certainly put pressure on the US dollars and in turn lifting the commodity price like gold. So gold is tracking near its record high, so as our Australian gold stocks, thanks to the strong inverse relationship between the US and the gold price.
There was a rebalancing of the index, the local indexes, on Friday. What are the implications?
Today is the first chance for the ASX to react on Friday S&P index changes. So those changes will actually take effect after the trading day on the 19th of September. And interestingly, the market had already priced in many of those changes ahead of last Friday news. So while this inclusion were confirmed that we are seeing the softness today, even on the inclusion, which we think is a classic cases of investor buying the rumor and selling the news.
Speaking of changes of one index to another, right, what about changes from one sector of the market to another? And by that, I mean, are you seeing a rotation out of the banks and into resources still?
Yeah, that's true. We are seeing a rotation from banks into resources, and that has been underway since June. On a down day like this, the rotation is very clear. The rotation, the resources stocks are outperforming the banks. And for today, there's three key reasons for it. Number one, the commodity price surge on Friday night. So we have gold, copper, iron ore, coal, uranium all went up, with oil being an exception because OPEC lift production. And second of all, the bank shares are still trading at elevated multiples. So it looks expensive, leaving little room for the upside. And last but not least, the prospect of RBA rate cut that could squeeze the bank net interest margin. So we may not get the RBA rate cut this month, but the consensus is we are looking at one more rate cut on the Melbourne Cup day in November. So that certainly put pressure on the banks, and at the same time, the resources stocks are gaining momentum.
We're in an interesting period for the market because we've just had reporting season. In a few months, we're going to have AGM season. In the middle now is when a lot of stocks go ex-dividend. Any significance?
Dividend is a big part for the Australian share market. In fact, Australian share market is one of the highest dividend paying market. So that appeal to the income investor. And one thing is important is it's quite normal for the share price to dip on the ex-dividend day. That's just the market adjusting for the payout. But keep in mind the shareholder will receive those dividend mostly in cash over the next month or two. And that cash in the past has a history of finding its way back to the share market. So that's sending a strong seasonal momentum, typically observed toward the end of the calendar year. So this is pretty interesting. Cash is about to be received, and I think that will provide support for our market.
One key corporate story making news today, and that's the Fed court decision relating to historical underpayments at Coles and Woolies that came through on Friday. The companies have been responding today as a result. So what's the reaction been like? Because both have warned of hundreds and millions of dollars in costs, one-off costs as a result.
Woolies held steady while Coles dipped about 1% following the federal court decision on the staff underpayment. So while the remediation costs are significant, and actually some of the items yet to be quantified, but importantly, they are all mostly one-off expenses tied to the historical issue. So importantly, they are unlikely to affect the future earnings. So we expect the market to look through the headline fairly quickly. And instead, we think the investor will actually look closely to the upcoming quarterly sales figures that will be out toward the end of October.
And finally, what are you telling your clients right now? Where do you see the opportunities for investors?
Sure. September is expected to be a volatile month for the share market with a combination of weak seasonality, rising US bond yield, a bit of geopolitical tension, and tech sector. There will be a major tech conference this week in US. So all these are weighing on the sentiment. And in Australia, I clearly see a disconnection. So we just had our reporting season, despite a disappointing reporting season. And we saw a 2.5% earning downgrade for the ASX 200 industrial stocks. The markets actually move higher. So why investors are chasing earning momentum at all costs? As a result, the ASX 200 industrial PE now push above 22 times, which is 17% premium to the historical average. So that left little room for error for the share market. And this is where the volatility is coming from. However, despite all these negativities, I can still see real opportunity in the resources sector, especially the like of BHP. So after 2 years of underperformance, we are showing it is showing a strong sign of recovery led by the improved sentiment from China. So if we look at the BHP latest highlight, they talk about the resilience of iron ore demand from growing shift from the property construction into machinery, infrastructure, and EV manufacturing in China. And interestingly enough, China copper is also very strong. For example, China add more solar and wind capacity in the first half of this year than 90% of what the US has ever installed, driving strong copper demand and position a lot of resources stock, including BHP, for a powerful rebound.
That's Raymond Chan.
Raymond, so US job numbers.
That is Raymond Chan there from Morgans. And it wraps up the podcast for this Monday. Don't forget to join us again tomorrow. See you then.
This SBS on the Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only and should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and it does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.
This SBS On The Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. The content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decisions.